half past five.
And here are the latest RTL Today headlines. New figures show that domestic renewables now account for more than a quarter of the electricity consumed in Luxembourg, while photovoltaics overtook wind for the first time in 2025. Luxembourg and Belgium have launched a joint humanitarian mission to Venezuela, deploying an A400M transport aircraft with emergency supplies and experts. And Luxembourg has strengthened its right to disconnect by introducing fines of up to €25,000 for employers that fail to establish clear rules on availability outside working hours. The US Supreme Court has today upheld state laws barring transgender athletes from competing in girls' and women's school sports. And four employees of Spiro, Africa's leading electric motorbike firm, have accused company managers in Uganda of severely beating them as punishment for poor performance. For more on these stories, all the latest news and so much more, check out rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and the slightly cooler weather continues for the moment, but we have sunny and cloudy conditions for the rest of today, and the temperature is currently 27 degrees.
The traffic info is brought to you by your Mazda partner in Luxembourg, Garage Dalchen in Attlebrook.
RTL Today traffic info.
And at peak rush hour, we're seeing a build-up now on the CR162 between Hassel and Filsdorf, a 7-minute delay there. It's more like 9 to 10 on the N7 between Weißwampach and Wemperhardt. We're up to 15 on the N4 between the Kloster near the city and heading towards Le Lange Sud. Lastly, a half-hour delay minimum if you're just joining the end of the queue on the A3 heading down south to Dudelange. That thing is nearly 11 and a half kilometres long, by the way. Three speed checks to be aware of this afternoon as well. One in Elrange on the Rue des Monts d'Archanges, one in Feulen on the N15, that's the Route de Bastogne, and in Luxembourg City itself on the Rue des Aubépines. For everything else and to stay up to date during rush hour, you could check out today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Now, as promised, Blondie with Atomic. Stay tuned for a bit of The Cure too. Why not?
We'll be right back.
36 Blondie there with Atomic on 93.3 FM. By the way, did you know that Keanu Reeves has a really cool rock band called Dogstar, and they'll be playing at the Festival de Wiltz on the 2nd of July. If you want to check them out for free, and if you want maybe want to take a friendo with you, you could take part in our ticket giveaway today. If you send a message to 621-525-1000 and answer the following question, you will be in the running. Where did members Keanu Reeves and Robert Mailhouse first meet in 1991? I can't give you the answer. Well, I could, but I won't. But you could check out the article on RTL Today right now. The answer is in there somewhere. I suppose you could also Google it, but maybe that's less fun. So where did Keanu Reeves and Robert Mailhouse first meet in 1991? Send that our way to 621-525-1000 on WhatsApp. Include your full name and your email address for a chance to win. Time for some Blood Orange now. This is Vivid Light off of the unbelievably good album which came out last year called Essex Honey. After that, The Cure.
And the more you ride, you never get far.